And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music.
What are you listening to?
The Shins. You know them?
No.
You gotta hear this one song. It'll change your life, I swear.
Not everyone can say Natalie Portman changed their life, but James Mercer can. That clip from the 2004 film Garden State started the buzz about Mercer's band, The Shins. Since then, they've become one of the biggest bands in indie rock. But James Mercer took a break 5 years ago to work on other projects and to start a family. In fact, he's had two children since he last released a Shins record. Well, that drought ends on Tuesday when The Shins release their eagerly awaited Port of Morrow. This new version of The Shins bears almost no resemblance to the old Shins. Mercer is the only original member left, and lyrically the band is taking on much weightier topics.
I was thinking about religious violence.
Huh.
And what it must be like to be in a situation where it seems that your fate has brought you to battle.
Like it's been determined for you.
Right.
So long before.
A song like this one, Rifle Spiral, makes sense when you learn more about James Mercer's upbringing. He grew up as an Air Force brat, moving from Hawaii to England to Germany and eventually New Mexico, following a father with a very sensitive job.
He was in charge of the Inter-Service Nuclear Weapons School. You would go there, any member of NATO who needed to know how to handle nuclear weapons...
Went to him.
Would go to that school, yeah, and he was like the principal.
But you grew up traveling every couple years, moving every few years.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, born in Hawaii and then moved all over after that.
I mean, did that sort of create this sense of constant change, a need for constant change? I'm getting to somewhere with this, which is the band. I mean, you have new members in the band, and you've been working with new artists every couple of years, and it seems like this trajectory you've been on has been one of constant change.
Yes, I see what you're saying. yeah, possibly. I do know that there's something refreshing to me about working with different people, and it probably is because I'm accustomed to that. I'll have to go to a therapist maybe
to figure this all out. Yeah, maybe this is a little bit too probing. but the title track on this record, Port of Morrow, that's a place, right?
Yeah, it is a sort of a innocuous place along the Columbia River. I think it's an industrial port.
Why are you singing about it?
Well, when we would return from tour, you know, we would pass this sign that said Port of Morrow that way. And I just, it's so evocative. And I had it written down in my notebook. And I just thought the Port of Morrow, it sounded like maybe the place you go to finally depart, you know, like maybe on the River Styx. So I ended up using that line in a list of dark, ominous things. It was Jimmy Swaggart, actually, that I had seen on a TV show, and he was preaching about how even little children are going to be sent to hell if you don't get them to do whatever. You know, I don't want to cuss on the thing. But I got my ire up about this Jimmy Swaggart guy. And so in the song, I say a preacher on the stage, like a buzzard, cries out this warning of phony sorrow. So that's where it came from. It just became in my mind this this mysterious, dark thing.
I'm speaking with James Mercer of the band The Shins. Their new record comes out on Tuesday. It's called Port of Morrow. I want to ask you about a song on this record. It's called September.
The shining face in a million reflections, and tiny raindrops that fall in a veil. notes from above, and it overwhelms me. It just ain't that tough. It's not that the darkness can't touch our lives, I know it will in time. But she's no ordinary Valentine.
I understand if this is a love song. Mm-hmm. To your wife, and there's a lyric in that song. It's not that the darkness can't touch our lives. I know it will in time.
Yes, I know what you're getting at. I think that one of the things about having children is that you are really exposed to how fragile they are, and you see them changing so quickly. It's almost like stop-motion photography. Especially with me going away for a few weeks at a time and then coming back, and suddenly they're, oh my gosh, you know, she's using sentences now. And you can't help but see that this change, you sort of mourn the loss of the infant. There's this sense that all of this beauty is developing and changing and in certain ways slipping away. That darkness is, you know, I guess the eventual thing. I mean, the darkness finds you, it will. All of us, you know. And I guess you might ask, why would you remind somebody of that in a love song? But I feel like there's something beautiful about recognizing that.
Yeah.
That things are all transient and all the more beautiful for it.
Under our softly burning lamp, she takes her time. Telling stories of our possible lives, and love is the ink in the well when her body writes.
You mentioned the kids, and you've got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you have been busy since the last Shins record came out.
Right.
How does it change your approach to being a musician, or does it at all?
I don't like being away from the house as much. Yeah. I mean, I like to be home, and touring, therefore, is kind of a pain. But on the other side, I mean, I think it has added that new dimension to my perspective on the world, even. I'm more sensitive to what's going on in other countries because I know that when they say, you know, children were hurt in this bombing or whatnot, it's just, you know, you just feel it viscerally, you know. So that I think, has maybe made my lyrics a little bit more elaborate about those sorts of issues.
Now you're going to tour this record, and it's already getting a lot of great critical acclaim. I mean, how do you feel? Do you sort of just throw everything you got into this thing for the next 5 or 6 months and then take a break?
Yeah, it'll be a year, probably, of working pretty hard touring for this. And that is how my wife and I are looking at it. You know, we just feel like we've worked this hard to get this record right. It'll be hard for the next year, but let's do it. And we kind of just take each project with that idea in mind. You know, that we're lucky to have a lifestyle like this. When I'm home, I'm home. I'm not, you know, 9 to 5 in an office, so I get to spend a lot of time with the kids when I'm there. And we just try and make those moments count.
That's James Mercer. He fronts the band The Shins. Their new record comes out on Tuesday. It's called Port of Morrow. James Mercer, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the record.
Ah, thanks.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast, The Best of Weekends and All Things Considered. You can find it at iTunes or npr.org/weekendatc. We post a new episode Sunday nights. Tomorrow on the program, Moneyball Politics and Foxes Who Fetch. But are they housebroken? Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.